man has run over 303 kilometres over 3 days across harsh terrain to raise awareness for men's mental health. Over the Labor Day long weekend, 32-year-old Travis McGilligut ran from Mount Isa to Gregory. McGilligut raised more than $25,000 to help men access support services, especially in remote and regional locations. Lifeline Australia's statistics revealed that people in rural areas are 2 times more likely to take their life by suicide. 75% of these people are men. Runner Travis McGilligut urges everyone who knows someone struggling to pick up the phone. Have a chat with them because you could save their life, he said. McGilligut hopes his message will save lives.
Let's go, gays. The 25th anniversary of Big Gay Day hit the Wickham this Sunday, a celebration of all things queer with an all-day lineup in the theme of Y2K. Peach PRC and the Presets headlined the Rainbow Festival, carrying the celebration late into the night, a crowd filled with people of all ages donned in glitter and outfits that would make even Paris Hilton jealous. Established in 2000, Big Gay Day is a celebration of the LGBTQ+ community, raising funds for charities through ticket sales. This year's charitable partner was Open Doors Youth Services, who provide LGBTQ+ youth and sister, girl and brother boy young people with access to safe spaces, counselling and social work. Open Door remains Queensland's only dedicated LGBT sister, girl and brother boy youth service, and 73% of their staff identify as trans or gender diverse and are a team of completely sexuality diverse individuals.
In national news, expectant families are heading interstate to give birth as the Northern Territory is set to become the first jurisdiction without a private birthing ward. 5 weeks out from the predicted closure of Darwin Private Hospital's maternity service, the Northern Territory government still has not secured providers for its new promised private experience in the public system care. Women say they've been robbed of choice ahead of the ward closure and are choosing to travel interstate to give birth or delay pregnancy altogether. Over 1,000 people have signed an online petition calling for the government to guarantee access to essential maternity care options in the Territory.
Hungry Jacks are paying over $150,000 in penalties after giving away thousands of Garfield toys in their meals without warnings about internal button batteries. The ticking time bombs were out for 10 days before a national product recall. Hungry Jacks has spoken up about the consumer law breach, saying they took immediate steps for the recall and will now introduce a new compliance program to ensure no future incidents. Past deaths have increased the need for strict compliance laws, with a Noosa mum who lost her daughter in 2013 after she ingested a button battery, saying the lack of danger awareness is like a loaded gun. If you believe you have ingested a battery, call Poisons Information Centre on 13 11 26.
In international news, Donald Trump has met with the newly elected Canadian Prime Minister, Mark Carney, this morning. After months of taunting and trolling the United States' northern neighbours, Donald Trump has hosted the Prime Minister at the White House. Their face-to-face meeting took place 8 days after Carney's national election win. During the discussion, the topics that were discussed were about Trump's proposal for a wonderful marriage between America and Canada, and also how Trump won't back down on tariffs. Canada is not for sale ever, Carney says.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is nice and sunny. It's currently 19 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 25. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band.
That's all your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
At 4ZZZ, we acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we broadcast.